The roll call of dignitaries included presidential families dating back to the 60s and leaders from around the world. On stage, the country's five living heads of state took seats next to their first ladies. Three Democrats and two Republicans, members of what some call the world's most exclusive club. They put aside political differences as they spoke about the good work of George W. Bush.
There were 50,000 HIV sufferers in Africa being treated when he came in office. When he left office per year, 2 million.
Jimmy Carter thanked the 43rd president for fighting AIDS and cervical cancer.
So, Mr. President, let me say that I'm filled with admiration for you and deep gratitude for you about the great contributions you've made to the most needy people on earth.
President Obama thanked Bush for the support and advice he offered when Obama moved into the White House.
The first thing I found in that desk the day I took office was a letter from George, and one that demonstrated his compassion and his generosity. For he knew that I would come to learn what he had learned, that being president, above all, is a humbling job.
Bill Clinton, still one of the nation's most popular Democrats, joked about the close relationship he's forged with the Bushes.
My mother told me not to talk too long today. And Barbara, I will not let you down.
Clinton gushed about the new center's Decision Points Theater, which allows visitors to decide issues that faced Bush. Clinton says it's a great exercise in democracy.
By asking us to join him in the decisions he made, and inviting us to make different ones if we choose, he has honored that deepest American tradition.
Seated next to the 43rd president was the 41st, his father, frail and in a wheelchair, but bursting with pride. George W. Bush broke the ice with a nod to his parents.
This is the first time in American history that parents have seen their son's presidential library. Mother, I promise to keep my area clean.
In his library and institute, there's a central theme Bush keeps coming back to: freedom.
The guiding principle of the administration is that the United States of America must strive to expand the reach of freedom. I believe that freedom is a gift from God and the hope of every human heart.
The former president says he's now retired from politics, but not from public service. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.